Near the lower tip of Manhattan, just above the South Street Seaport, Michael Sorkin is standing just yards from the East River.
We see traffic that is in at least three different levels. There's the FDR Drive, there's an interchange to get people onto the Brooklyn Bridge that's flying over the FDR Drive, and then flying over that is the Brooklyn Bridge.
Sorkin is an architect and head of urban planning at City College. He's drawn up a different blueprint. End the FDR Drive north of the Manhattan Bridge. He asks, what if you tear down the elevated highway, ramps, and cloverleaves?
You would see one of the most beautiful architectural achievements in the history of consciousness, the Brooklyn Bridge.
There'd be a wide waterfront park, public plazas, restaurants, small businesses.
Imagine that there is a water bus, not a water taxi, but a water bus, that's working its way up and down the river, stopping every five blocks or so.
Sorkin drew these designs as part of an international planning exercise by the group Institute for Transportation Development Policy. The Institute asked architects to draw up plans for 10 world cities that could be achieved by 2030. Walter Hook is the executive director.
We simply can't sustain the sort of automobile-dominated transportation systems that we currently have today.
Hook acknowledges their plans for Rio de Janeiro, Dar es Salaam, Johannesburg, and other cities will make it far more difficult to drive a private car. But severing the FDR Drive from the Brooklyn Bridge?
I mean, it sounds insane.
It's a little crazy to have the most expensive real estate in the United States being dedicated to an elevated highway that completely blights the waterfront underneath of it.
In the Lower East Side, near where the FDR Drive would end, there's not much enthusiasm for the idea. On a recent evening, Ibelis and Brian Delaney were conversing on a corner on Grand Street.
I think that's actually a terrible idea.
Because the traffic will be worse.
It's already bad.
What are they going to do if they can't drive?
Take the bus, take the subway.
What subway?
Their neighbor, teacher Carmen Gunn, just snorted.
I think it's ridiculous. People are going to drive into Manhattan regardless, so why not make as many roads or possibilities to get into Manhattan as possible?
Hook says in Portland, San Francisco, and Seoul, South Korea, parts of elevated highways have been replaced by surface roads and parks. He says traffic volume on nearby streets went down, not up. This wouldn't be the first elevated highway in New York to be removed.
It was on my watch as DOT chief engineer that the West Side Highway came tumbling down.
That's Sam Schwartz, a.k.a. Gridlock Sam.
And people panicked. They thought that was Armageddon. They thought that was the end. And that was a period in which we were still thinking of cross Manhattan expressways.
It was Schwartz's job to track the traffic patterns. There was more traffic on some streets.
After that, we had trouble tracing about one-third of the people. And it wasn't that they weren't coming in. When we looked at transit went up. We had the same number of people coming in, but they weren't coming in by cars.
The city's measures to restrict street space for cars have met with no small measure of controversy in the past few years. City officials who didn't want their names used because they weren't authorized to speak on behalf of the administration say tearing down a portion of the FDR Drive could never happen. Asked for comment, the City Transportation Department invited people to judge for themselves. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.